we discuss this. We will repeat it to see and think about it. As I'm hearing it every week, is these 4 points coming in me? He said, the outside is based on 4 points. The first is, I stand in such a composed manner, how a slave will stand in front of his master. My legs are not front back. My hands are holding my body from shaking up and down. And my eyes are not moving around. Again, my legs, not front back. My eyes are fixed in one place. And my hands are preventing my body from moving left, right, center, up, down. This is how a slave is in front of his master. Point number one. Point number two, I allow my hands to move with my tongue and my heart. So when I say Allahu Akbar, my hands also go, my tongue and my heart. I surrender. Even if I have to say At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, my fingers will go up with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wherever I can get the chance. I'm facing Qibla, my heart is to its Qibla. Even my toes make Qibla. I go into sajda, I press as much as possible. I want everything to Qibla. I try as far as possible, everything of my body is muwafiq. It's corresponding. Point two. Point three, I avoid anything in the salah which behaves like an animal, which we discussed in detail. I don't sit like an animal. I don't peck like an animal. I don't stretch like an animal. I'm in front of my master. And point four, I do not rush through any of the postures. Itmina. I can read a short salah, but I'll never read a fast salah. Short salah, never a fast salah. Because I understand this two rakats is pulling everything from me. It's an amazing thing that people go for exercise. Some of them go for what they call yoga. Yoga, yogi. Yoga. Yoga. I don't know what they get out of it. They say you can meditate properly. So how much you paid for the cause? Whatever they paid. They said, you know what amount of serenity, tranquility? That person who never found tranquility in salah, which opens up the doors between him and the world of itminan. Say, how you never found it? He said, because you're reading your salah in a manner that even the salah says, may you be cursed. This is a word that you must remember. Salah never curses a person. This curse is in the meaning of that I gave you the best and you spoiled it. That's the meaning of the curse. I gave you the best and you spoiled it. That salah is supposed to open up every door of goodness. And after it came in your hand, you never opened any door. You say, may you be cursed. That's like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that man who found Ramadan, and he never got forgiveness. He found his parents in old age, he never found Jannah. Say, you found two rakats of salah, you found nothing. That is why sometimes when we see someone reading it fast, we feel pain. Whether it's a student, whether it's an old person. Read a short salah, don't read a fast salah. Take it easy. Go into ruku nicely. Come up nicely. The food is not going to get finished definitely in the mess. And if a person says, I'm worried about food more, salah was supposed to bring you your food. Allah tabarakala said, La nas'aluka rizqa. We have never asked you for sustenance. Nahnu narzuku. We will provide for you. Take it easy. Two rakats. Short, but never fast. So with regards to our form, number one, the form of a slave in front of his master. Number two, my hands, my fingers move according to what my body and my heart and my tongue is doing. Number three, I do not behave like an animal. And number four, I do everything slowly. After that now he says, with regards to adhkar now, Because in the salah, it's made up about our form and what we say. So these dhikrs which we have been saying from the time we were born, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka subhana jadduka la ilaha illa. Someone asks you, what it means? I don't know. Say, why you say it? Say, my mommy taught me. Say, ask your mommy what it means, she also don't know. Ask her, say, granny taught me. Ask granny, she also don't know. Say, why are you saying it? I don't know. So many years you're saying, you ever thought what it means? Say, does it make a difference? See, definitely it makes a difference. It is the first word with which you enter into the court of Allah. First word. But for so many years we use that as our entry into Allah's court. Meaning the first thing when you come to a sheikh is you take some hadiah. First thing. But if you don't know what the hadiah is, so you land up and you say, my father sent this. Hazrat takes it and says, MashaAllah, what is it? I don't know. Say, okay, what must I do? I just brought it. My father told me, bring it. He said, your father gave you hadiah or you giving the hadiah? He said, that's my hadiah. Say, your hadiah, what is it? I don't know. He said, you don't know. He said, my mommy just told me I was giving it. So your mother's hadiah or your hadiah? My hadiah. I said, everything, not your hadiah at all. Sometimes we bring the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Allah. If he's asked why you brought it, he said, my hadiah to you, Allah. He said, your hadiah, what it means? I don't know. Say, it's your Nabi's hadith. To give this gift to Almighty Allah, sometimes it needs us to know what are we giving. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak ismuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. It was not only this one. Shah Waliullah rahimullah mentions about four different adhkar. Anyone could have been read, but we don't know the meaning of anyone. So at least we get the meaning of one. He says, if you think about Zikrullah in Salah, you will realize the purpose of Zikrullah was that normally when a person is told, behave in front of the master. As I told you, when you go to those countries and the soldier stands, he stands still the whole day. Even if a fly comes on his nose, he don't move. You'll have to see it if you go to that place where those soldiers stand. You'll think they're not real. He'll even walk past and you think if I pink his nose, like, but because he got a big gun there, they'll arrest you. But he don't move. You walk past him and you can even see that fly going. And you don't even see his eyes moving. He's trained. It's not easy. Allah Ta'ala wanted our salah to be easy, enjoyable, and to create us easy. He's just doing that later on at night you ask him, why you stand like that for the king? See, tell me the truth, you really like the king, I hate that guy. But I get paid at the end of it. That's all. There's no relationship. But by Almighty Allah, He never make us like a slave. Just stands. Finish. By Almighty Allah, it was a relationship. Let's talk. A man says, I went to a great sheikh and he invited me. I was so honored. He spoke to me, he gave me time. Almighty Allah, it is that. Let's talk. So he says, if you think of adhkar in salah, it is because Allah did not want you to just stand. He wanted you to have something to keep the relationship alive. It mustn't become boring. It mustn't become rough. There must be something in it. So as soon as you said Allahu Akbar, before the Quran started, there was something to say. As soon as you went into ruku, there was something to say. Coming up, there was something to say. There was not a posture except that we were taught, let's say this. So that in every posture when you went, the posture was the main thing. There was a hadiah in the posture also. Because when you go to someone and you don't know what to do, a boy gets married first night, he's supposed to know what to do on the first night. But still last minute he'll come and ask someone, how do I break the ice? How do I start the conversation? They say, you know what you do? Buy one jewel, one ring. So it mustn't be a fake ring, obviously. Buy a hadiah, a gift. Say, I gave a Lord gift. My mother sent Lord, this one is yours. one she is not expecting. Small thing. And then when you meet with her, and you're not breaking the ice, the easiest way is then take out that gift. And it's something she never already saw. So she gets so happy. She says, for me? And you say, you think it will fit you? Let's try it on. She says, wow. I don't know if it happens, but give me an example. Sometimes it could be the opposite. She says, where you bought it from? Why did I buy from my father's? It would have been cheaper then. This is a different story. But at least you start talking. At least you start talking. Say, okay, don't worry, we'll change it tomorrow. You got the receipt. At least you got something to talk about. But Allah Ta'ala, every posture was to say something. Every posture. Because when you reach that posture, you want to give something and then remain in the posture. Nabi Hassan will fall in sajda. Soon as he will form, he will say, Allah will inspire with me with such praises, which I have never praised Allah with those praises. But on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, when I will fall in sajda, I will just start praising, until Allah Ta'ala will say, lift up your head. Now lift up your head. So he said, Allah made it that there is no posture in our salah. No posture. There is no posture in our salah, except that in every posture there is something taught to us. Nothing is going without. So now when we're knowing that something is there, that zikr, all we need to do is to say, so what's the zikr? What am I saying? So the first one we want to discuss is the Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. But before that it is the Allahu Akbar. He says the Allahu Akbar works like this. That when you lift up your hands, he says, Allah wanted that your hands and your tongue and your heart do the same thing. Allahu Akbar, at the beginning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tahreemuha at-takbir. Tahreem means to make everything haram on you besides Allah. It will start with Allahu Akbar. So to make everything haram on you, it starts with Allahu Akbar. Meaning for the next 2 minutes, Allah, it is me and you. That's all it is. For the next 2 minutes, Allah, it is me and you. So the tongue says it, Allahu Akbar. You could have said it, I make everything haram upon me, Allah, besides you. But instead of saying that, they used another word. That there is nothing as great as you, O Allah. So why should I be worried of anything else besides you? He says, Allahu Akbar. Together with the tongue, the hand did the same thing. So the picture of the hand raising to the ears, raising to the shoulders, is to say, I am pushing everything behind my back. No matter how important it is. And now it is only you, O my Allah, for the next 2 minutes. So the hand, Allahu Akbar. The tongue, Allahu Akbar. And the heart, Allahu Akbar. That for the next 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, there is nothing great except you. Me and you will try this now, in the next week. When I lift up that hand, before we come to the Subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdik. That meaning, that ma siwallah, besides Allah, has been pushed behind. Because there is nothing greater than me. I got a problem in life, the problem is big. But I come to the masjid and I say, but nothing is as big as you. Nothing is so important. So I push the problem behind. I got a message on my phone, go teet, teet, teet. And I said, Allahu Akbar, it could be an important message, but it is nothing more important than my Allah. Allah. And I'm only doing it for a few seconds, few minutes. After the salah, I look at my wife's message. She says, you never answered my call. Say, I was busy with someone more important than me. It's the only time the wife can't get upset. She asks, who? If you say my mother, you'll die. But if you say Allah, she'll say, yeah, since when you became pious? But it is Allah. Allah. But what's the benefit of doing it? If I can put myself for 2 minutes to say Allah, there's nothing more important than you. So let's put everything behind me. Because we mentioned our salah is a practice. It's a practice for what? It's a practice for after I come out of the salah. Now the whole world will come in front of me. And I will have to learn to say that you can be big, but you are not bigger than my Allah. You can be important, but not more important than my Allah. You can be unique, but not more unique than my Allah. That will happen out of salah if I can get it in the salah. But if in the salah I can't get it, that's when the salah says, may you be cursed. That you started it so well, Allahu Akbar, and then you failed. You started it so well, everything besides Allah behind my back. The hand lifted, you pushed it all. The tongue said it. And then the heart never connected. Allahu Akbar. And there was no Allahu Akbar. You only need 2 rakats of salah. To be done nicely. The form must be good. The fingers must move with the tongue. The heart must move with the fingers and the tongue. I must not move like an animal. And I must be composed slowly in every form. Short salah, it must not be a fast salah. A short salah. When you will say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Now you are ready to be out of salah and to see, can I do the same? May Allah tabarakallah bless me and bless you. Wadi tamamu salah, kamalu salah, beautiful salah, perfect salah. It is the salah that will put us on the road towards Almighty Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabihi al-kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbi.